Authorities in Nasir County of Upper Nile State say heavy fighting erupted Wednesday morning in Nasir town between the rebel group known as the White Army and the South Sudan Army. Jikangeng, police inspector in Nasir County, says three people were killed during fighting between White Army and South Sudan People's Defense Force. He says another person was killed by a mortar shell allegedly fired by the South Sudan Force.
Incident occurred early in the morning around 6. The third day they went for the firewood. They collect the firewood and the civilian, seven people, they went to boarding. They made on the way. That's why they fight.
Lam Lul, Relief and Rehabilitation Commission's coordinator in Nasir County, says several civilians have left their property and fled to neighboring Payams. He says the shelling of civilians is unacceptable. Lul Ruai Kong, spokesman of the South Sudan Defense Force, confirmed the fighting in Nasir County.
The fight was around bush there. If they want to fight, they're supposed to fight with the group of the people that they found on that side. What involved civilian in the town here to be shelled, they are the one to explain well that why. And where they are shelling is the former Islamist camp, which is the resident for the government office.
In February, several people were killed and scores injured, and homes were torched during clashes following a dispute at a fishing site. Last month, clashes between a local vigilante group and the South Sudan People's Defense Force in Nasir County resulted in death of one person. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwad, reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.